Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the often terrified but never intimidated Mr. Evan is here.
How's it going?
Very good. We're back in St. Paul. Two shows in a row.
We're gonna
try to make it four. We're trying to make it four shows in a row.
So thick.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I gave that one to you.
We're at Burger Moe's off of West 7th, just in the shadows of the X. Oh, God. I can't even wrap my brain around that. And our drinks have arrived. I just went with a Mojo hazed and infused ale. But Evan here has gone with one of their... uniquely created malts.
I don't even know why they give me a damn straw.
Not even worth it. What did you get?
Well, I mean, this is a classic kind of burger place.
Yeah.
You know, similar to what we did last week.
Yeah.
But more of a chain style burger place.
More of a sports bar.
Sports bar. Yeah, I think that's more fair, I guess. But similar to St. Clair Broiler,
yeah.
They do all the classics, burgers, fries, shakes. And they got a couple different ones on here. They've got...
peanut butter and jelly.
They got a peanut butter and jelly, which I've seen a couple places do before.
They got a creamsicle.
They got a creamsicle, which every place does.
Right. You can't go wrong with that.
No. No.
What was the other one?
The toasted marshmallow actually intrigued me.
You could do like toasted marshmallow and hot fudge. Basically have a s'more
in a glass. That'd be pretty good.
But what the hell did you get?
I got something that you actually pointed out to me.
Yeah.
And my love of my love of avocado is well known on the show. And you all but dared me to try the avocado malt.
Yeah.
No, is this a malt or a shake?
It's a malt. Sure. You ordered a malt.
Yeah, okay. And I gotta say,
yeah,
it's pretty good.
Can I have a?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
It's.
I'm terrified of this.
It's very similar to just like a straight up vanilla malt.
It's very. It's a very unappealing color to it.
For me, yeah, it's real avocado flavor or real avocado color. It's a kind of dull, almost pea soup green. But it is surprisingly tasty.
Can I have another one?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to get deeper in there.
It's a very mild flavor.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a guacamole shake. I mean, you're not getting any of the hardcore citrus. I mean, this is straight up avocado.
Kind of works.
I know. I totally
get
think
the vanilla ice cream in there.
Yeah.
But you get like this nice, smooth avocado aftertaste to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's very... I mean, it's obvious that this is not straight avocado.
Right.
You know, there's a sweetness to it. Because avocado...
You get the vanilla, there's definitely... You taste a lot of vanilla in it.
Yeah, but I think it's one of those where the avocado adds more to it from the texture point of view than from the flavor point of view.
Absolutely.
It's because this is an extremely thick shake. It's extremely smooth and creamy.
Yeah.
And you do get a little bit of that avocado-y.
Yeah.
And you can't just... I can't describe...
No, you get the
avocado
the
flavor.
Creaminess, the smoothness of it. It's intriguing. Like, I would order that.
Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely order that and just completely terrify everyone else at the table.
Yeah. No, it's... I'm uniquely enjoying this.
Yeah.
Unexpected, that's for sure.
It's healthy because it's got a vegetable in it.
Try it. Still on my diet.
Yes.
Oh, I also got a Coke. So.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I wanted to back up.
You gotta have one. Not only that, had it been bad, you had to have something to wash it down.
Yeah.
Because my beer would not have gone well with yours.
No, I can't imagine. No. What did you get?
I got the Mojo Hazed beer. It's a nice thick wheat beer.
Yeah, it is.
And it's it'll pair nicely with the amount of Claritin that I've already had today. That's what I'm thinking. This could get very entertaining towards the end of this beer.
Yes, because you're mixing drugs and alcohol,
exactly.
Which is a good combination.
Yeah. That's just how I roll.
Normally in malts.
Yeah.
Not to turn it back on me.
That's fine. I'm really intrigued by the whole thing.
Normally with malts,
yeah.
If you get like a weird chunk.
Yeah.
It's a piece of ice or a piece of not perfectly blended ice cream. There's fucking chunks of avocado.
Really? Have you eaten a chunk of avocado?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? And?
I mean, it's great. What I think is the difference, because I think if you had to describe it, you mentioned the avocado aftertaste.
Yeah.
I think what it is you get that hit of vanilla right away, and then you slowly get almost like a nuttiness to it. Like that's the only way I can describe it. It's almost like a peanut buttery kind of.
It's
very similar to like a peanut butter shake.
Yes.
But just with like a little bit more of a
savory aspect.
Almost like a, not a citrus, but just a little bit of fruity, like a fruity savoriness.
Exactly.
It's very intriguing, I must say. It's
it might be the strangest thing we've had on the show next to the...
At least this year.
Yeah. I mean, if you think back, you know, people ask me, what's the strangest thing you guys have eaten in, you know, 200-odd shows? And I instantly go to the lamb's brain at Saffron. But this is unique, but also accessible to many, many more people.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as intimidating as seeing a visceral little brain sitting there.
Yeah.
So, wow.
That is tasty.
That's intriguing.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
Who knew?
So it was Easter this weekend.
Yes.
It was your birthday as well. So happy birthday.
Thank you. I am 42.
You are,
yeah.
But enough about your waist size.
Wow.
Actually, 42 wouldn't be terrible.
No, 42 is still pretty big.
I'm trying to think what I'm at.
Two sizes short of that.
I am?
So, yeah. Jerk.
I got birth and hips, so. And plus I'm fat,
You're a pear-shaped fellow.
I'm a bit pear-shaped, yeah. I'm spinning a lot.
You are. The avocado is just...
The avocado. It's getting me frothy.
That's usually what I do.
Yeah. But you know, you had a very manly birthday.
I did.
I did not go.
The Evite that was sent off, apparently I didn't get to see it. However, the Evite basically told people to bring either meat or scotch. And so that's literally all that I got was meat and scotch. What was a sorely understocked liquor cabinet is now... Well, I look like... My living room looks like an episode of Mad Men at this point. Which isn't a bad thing. Everything was 12 years old and older.
It's the Gary Glitter plant.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But yes, and then we also had Easter this weekend. Right here.
Can I get either of you anything?
No, I'm good.
Perfect, enjoy.
Thank you. But yes, we had Easter this weekend, and great, thank you. So that was exciting. Let's talk about our food, and then we'll dive into Easter.
Yeah.
You want to talk about what you got?
Sure. It's been a very long time since one of us on the show has partaken in that very Minnesotan tradition.
Uniquely Minnesotan.
Uniquely Minnesotan. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Right.
Of the Juicy Lucy.
Right.
They have something here called the Juicy Mo, which makes sense because, you know, it's Burger Mo's. And then it is exactly what a Juicy Lucy is. It's a burger with... With the inside, a solid core, if you will.
A molten
core of cheese. And in this case, they actually mix onions in there, which I think is a nice touch. not commonly done. But other than that, I mean, it's done on a sesame seed roll. You got tomatoes, onions, and mayonnaise. Or excuse me, tomatoes, onions, lettuce. And they actually use it as standard on all their burgers here. They do a chipotle aioli.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, it's that's the standard for everything. So, and I just went with the basic French fries for the side. They're good. I must give them credit on the fries. Yeah. I'm not a big fry guy, but
I had a rogue fry on my plate. It was a damn good fry.
No.
I got the Kobe beef burger.
You went in higher class.
I did. And again, it is dressed similar to yours, with that same aioli on it. But instead, I got onion rings. The onion rings, my friend. Fantastic.
Great, steal ones. Use your ranch.
You don't even need the ranch.
Is your okay? What? They're okay.
You know nothing about onion rings.
I think they're a little overdone for me. I don't like my onion ring terribly crispy.
See, I disagree with you. I want mine a little bit more done like this.
I mean, they're good. I mean, I'm not going to say they're not.
Right.
But just for my taste, I like a little bit more. A little bit less, actually. Sorry. Right.
Why don't you dive into your burger?
I'm kind of scared.
As you should be. I'll talk about what was the glory that was my
Easter. You had a much more eventful Easter than I did.
I did. With all family together. And my uncle, who is... I like to feel I'm mentoring him culinary-wise. He's culinary...
Culinarily?
Mentor. Yeah, culinarily. That sounds dirty.
It does.
But kind of pushing him to go further and farther with just the standard fare. So we decided, the two of us, to do a recipe that I saw on Good Eats. That was just hosted by our good friend Sir Elton of Brown.
Yep.
A country ham recipe. They take a fairly a country ham. So it's a country ham and a city ham. I don't remember what the differences are between the two, but the country ham is less seasoned, less prepared.
I think the city ham knows more black people.
That's true.
I think that's
more street.
More street. I love my hams all street.
Right. And it had less, from what I understood, it has less of a hammy seasoning to it. I don't know how to describe it.
A hamishness?
Hamminess. Hamminess to it. And what the technique basically calls for you to do is you tip it up on its side so that the actual meaty flesh is facing down in the pan. And then you make a cross hatch or a diamond shape across the entire surface of the skin of the ham.
Okay.
You bake it. You got your, there we go. The waterfall of cheese. You're making a mess.
No, not too bad.
So you make these diamond hatches, and then you bake it. No, I don't remember what the cooking time is on, but you bake it for a fairly long period of time. And then when it gets to the correct temperature, what you do is you actually peel off the pieces of skin that are loose. So now you have an exposed ham. Now it's time to create.
I hate when my ham's exposed. Right.
So now it's time to create a new layer of goodness on the ham.
Okay.
You put down a layer of Dijon mustard. And then on top of that, you basically press on brown sugar over the whole thing.
Okay.
On top of that, you take ginger snaps that have been crushed and press it on over that. And to get the ginger snaps to adhere, you spray bourbon all over the whole thing.
The ginger snaps is a nice touch.
Right.
Now, are we saying crushed like
pulverized, completely dust.
Oh, so like
dust.
Powder.
Yeah.
Okay, not like ginger Oreo snap pieces dust. In a blizzard.
No, like ginger snap dust.
Okay.
Then you bake it a little bit longer. And every flavor of goodness soaks into that meat. That was the best ham I've ever had.
Okay, so let's just reiterate. We got regular ham.
I'm going to have a bite of my
burger. That's fine. We got regular ham.
Right.
You bake it for a while.
Uh-huh.
Hour, 2 hours, something like that? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you then shuck the ham.
Peel.
I like shuck. You then kind of give it a new skin. You got first a layer of mustard.
Mm-hmm.
And then brown sugar. You pat that on.
Yep. So it almost makes almost a paste.
Okay. But you don't want to mix the two ahead of time.
Right.
It's not that you mix them.
No.
Okay. Then you spray out an adhesive layer of bourbon,
mm-hmm.
which you then attach ginger snap dust to.
Right.
It sounds intriguing.
It was glorious.
That's health food right there.
I've never had a ham not dry out after it's been sitting for like a good 10 minutes. You know how ham gets. It gets...
Oh, I know how ham gets.
This was
still doing good here, guys?
This was glorious from beginning to end. And we bought a ham. There were like 12 of us there. Bought a ham to feed 12. And you know there's always going to be ham leftovers. Not this time, my friend. We demolished an entire ham, which I don't ever remember happening. And actually being disappointed that there weren't leftovers.
Well, obviously next year you need a bigger ham.
Apparently. So
do you have the recipe for this that we
I do.
Can put in the show notes
yes.
or something? Okay.
Well, it's available on foodnetwork.com.
Yeah, but there's a lot of recipes on Food Network.
And it was incredibly easy for, you know, there's a few steps to it, but any idiot can do it. And it will turn out absolutely magnificent. I was almost shocked at how good it was.
Yeah.
And what did you do? Did you have nearly as an eventful of a...
No. And very much by design. My wife and I decided that the last month and a half or so, we've either had to go somewhere or had people over pretty much every weekend. So we decided that screw it. We're not going anywhere. We're not going. You know, no one's coming over.
Right.
We're just going to have a weekend of chill.
I like that.
Which is exactly what we did.
Nice.
We did go to IKEA the once to pick up something.
It's not very chillish.
Well, Swedes are very chill people.
Yeah, but that place makes me nervous.
That's because you hate
crowds.
A lot of people.
That's true.
Which for us, we're there probably once a month lately because we're kind of doing some renovations and things like that, mostly on the downstairs craft room for Heather. So like, we had to go pick her up a desk.
Okay.
So that's why we were there. And we actually had lunch there in the IKEA cafeteria.
Ish.
Both Heather and I, like, we're both, I would say, fairly equal in terms of our food snobbery.
Right.
You know, not horribly so, but, you know, it's just enough where we appreciate good food.
Okay.
We both agree that IKEA cafeteria food is better than it has any right to be.
Really?
It should be terrible. And it's not homemade. I mean, it's clearly, you know, reheated.
Right.
You know, whatever.
What did you eat?
I had just the Swedish meatballs, you know, with the grocery store garlic bread.
Yeah.
With it. It was surprisingly tasty, I gotta say.
Ish.
I'm just saying, you know, if you're gonna be a hardcore food snob, this is not the place for you.
No.
But you know, it did the job. And if you're gonna be there anyway, they have a thing where if you spend like $100
now,
like in IKEA, you get a discount. You basically get your food for free because they take off your check from the cafeteria off of the price of whatever you bought.
That should be your first word of warning.
I'm not saying I would ever go there. Like, let's go have Swedish meatballs at IKEA.
Right.
Like, I'm never going to say that. It wasn't that good.
I should hope not.
But if we were there around lunchtime or something like that, I would not feel horribly deprived, or I would not feel any more deprived food-wise than I would if we went to like Arby's or something like that. You know, I mean, it's about that level. I'm not gonna feel like I'm missing out or I'm slumming it too much. We did that, and then on Sunday we did the traditional. We did a similar ham, but it was just the two of us. So we just did a ham steak, but we grilled it.
Ooh.
So we had grilled ham steak, and we actually did a pretty similar rub on the ham steak that we did on your big ham.
Okay.
But it was a straight up mix of brown sugar and brown sugar. I used a spicy honey mustard.
Okay.
And a little apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
Mix that up, crush it, grill it. Give a couple laps around where you grill the one side, you swab it and flip it and all that shit. It was damn tasty. We grilled vegetables for the first time of the year already, which is always, we got the little basket, mm-hmm. the grilling basket.
I don't
know, fucking
too.
Love that thing. Yeah. I want to use that thing on the stovetop. I love it so much.
I did that with the, you can get the bag of little bell peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Did that in my little grill basket.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And yeah, that was it. It was very low key. Didn't really do much. I called my parents, wished them a happy Thanksgiving or Easter. Whatever. One of them holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you my favorite story.
No.
Related to my family.
Yeah.
It's not food related, but it just tickled the hell out of me. So someone called my grandmother claiming to be me.
Okay.
According to this person, who again was claiming to be me, I was in Spain.
In jail.
In jail. I was there for some friend of mine's wedding, and I had gotten in a fight. Anything else, you guys?
No.
Good.
Blood check, cyber check? One check. I had gotten in a fight, and I needed bail money. She did not. My grandmother's a sharp woman for being right. In her mid-80s. She did not. But what was hilarious about this after the fact is I asked her, like, what did this guy say? Oh, the reason why I didn't sound like myself was because I had gotten in a fight and my nose had been broken.
Okay.
Because that would affect my voice somehow. Well, my favorite part of the story was they didn't introduce themselves as Evan. They introduced themselves as your oldest grandson. To which my grandma said, oh, Evan? I am not her oldest grandson. But she didn't do this to try to throw them off. She just literally forgot about my cousin.
To which you have to torment your cousin a bit mercilessly.
No, what I really have to torment him about is when I brought this up to her.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, he couldn't afford a trip to Spain anyway.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
No, he has two small kids, so it's not like he's poor.
He just lives a sad life then.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But it was just funny that, yeah, she legitimately thought I was her oldest.
That's hilarious.
So then when he called back later,
right.
I after she kind of figured out the scam, you know, she asked him what my birthday was.
Right.
And he said something like July 1964 or something like that. Like, completely wrong. So she tears into him and basically says, you know, how could, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself. How much money have you actually gotten from scamming people like this? And the guy goes, oh, about $10,000.
Wow.
It's like, A, that he admitted it, which, I mean, what else is he going to do at that
right.
point? I mean, he was pretty much called out.
Right.
I'm surprised that works as well as it does. Shouldn't scam old people.
No.
It's extra. It's a special place in hell for that.
Unless they're well on their way to Alzheimer's, then go right ahead.
No, even then.
Really?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Call me old fashioned.
Right. I have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Pertaining to your food.
Okay.
You veered away from the avocado milkshake.
Here's the problem with milkshakes.
Did you forget about it? Or?
No, I did not forget about it.
Did it get gross?
No. The problem with milkshakes is you have to eat it like a meal.
Right.
You can't just like sip it with one hand.
Right.
You have to focus.
Right. It's like I was focusing
on my burger.
I understand what you're saying. It's kind of like the Wendy's Frosty. Like, you can't really understand. I can't understand why it's there, because it's not really a malt, not really a shake. But yet again, it's not really dessert. That is a big
chunk. That is a whole piece of avocado.
Wow. No, too much?
Fuck it.
And?
It's a nice cold piece of avocado.
So you spit it out a little bit like you were grossed out by it.
No, it's because I was trying to talk.
Ah.
But having just that straight up piece of avocado,
yeah,
really official.
Yeah.
Really shows the power of the vanilla ice cream. Because if this was a straight avocado, it would be almost inedible. Because the avocado, it's a very savory is my word. I want to almost say like musty, like a mushroom kind of flavor to it, or it's a little. Is it wrong that the only word I can think of is brown? I don't know why, but that's the word I think of when I try to describe the flavor.
I kind of get what you're saying, Anita. Although it. Yeah. I don't know how to describe the taste of avocado. I always think cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just always kind of cool, creamy, almost an earthy flavor to it.
Yeah. Maybe that's where I'm getting it from.
Yeah.
Just being
earthy kind of works.
Earthy, yeah. Oh, I'm full, though.
Are you? You had a big meal.
I did have a big meal. The juicy Lucy was decent.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it was a proper Lucy in that it was a solid core.
Right.
It wasn't like something you'll have where it's just kind of cheese infused meat.
Right.
I mean, this was a solid core of meat and cheese. And you could tell what I did like is you could tell that it was handmade because the cheese actually had strands of beef juice in it.
Okay. So the meat had penetrated the cheese and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't just like a preformed thing that
right.
they just threw on the
right.
you know, they thawed and threw it on the thing. They made that by hand.
Right.
Which I give them a lot of credit that they actually cooked it properly
right.
in that amount of time, because that was pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
But it was good. I would have that again.
I'm off a similar ilk. I did order my my Kobe beef burger medium rare, which in hindsight was, you know, I like a medium rare burger, but it really, and I figured since it is a burger in the title, that a medium rare is going to be exactly that, medium rare. And this was just on that side of rare.
Oh.
It wasn't that it wasn't tasty, and I would still eat a burger rare.
Yeah.
Especially since it's a Kobe beef. You know, even at that point, you know, it's still going to be a good quality and going to be tasty. And that's just going to come from built in from the meat. It was good. I didn't taste that aioli at all.
Yeah, it was very, very nothing to that.
and the burger needed salt and pepper.
I can see that. I mean, it's hard for me to judge that on mine because it has the cheese in it,
right,
which is going to provide a hefty blast of salt.
Right. Just that mine needed. You all right? Too much?
No. It has nothing to do with what I was drinking.
Oh, gotcha. No, it just needed a little bit of seasoning.
I could see that.
And that would have been really, really good. Onion rings were...
How's everything looking here?
Stand up. You know, two thumbs up, two thumbs way up.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoyed that. Had a good...
Sure.
Had a good crust on it. The fries are good, even though they're cold now, but...
Yeah.
But they were good when they were hot.
Yeah.
I can't really say anything bad about the place.
No. I mean, it's a good location. It's right by the Excel Center. And I'm sure this place is a madhouse on game day. Like, every place around here is going to be crazy.
Any place on West 7th is going to be.
Yeah.
We're going here in the off season. We'll probably hit up some other...
Now, to be fair... Minnesota sports, there really is no on season.
True.
It's more just sad and less sad. This is the less sad season.
No, sad and hope for the future. Selling positivity.
Speaking of which, the Twins are Minnesota team, Minnesota baseball team. Are we still losing? Can you tell?
Probably.
It's the home opener tonight as we record.
Right.
As we record, they're 0-3 and losing by a lot in their home opener.
Uh-huh.
So by all reasonable guesses, we will go 0-4.
Because of you.
And I am all for this. For a couple reasons.
You don't have a soul.
I don't have a soul. I don't have anything resembling state pride.
You actually hang the state flag upside down in your...
I do. I do indeed. What are you doing?
I'm putting ketchup on a napkin because you took my plate already and I want ketchup for pride.
Oh. The strangest thing I've ever seen. See, Minnesota sports has a long history of being terrible. We had a few bright spots in the late 80s, early 90s.
Right. It was a good five-year run.
It was a good five-year run. We are eternal bridesmaids to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I mean, you're so mean.
And what kills me every year... is the fans. The fans... The fans just keep... Like you said, they hope for next year.
Right.
You know, it's almost like a next year in Jerusalem kind of situation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's like, this is going to be the year we're going to get it. And I have likened it to a battered spouse. Because you guys keep coming back.
Wow.
They mistreat you. And they do you wrong.
Yeah. Just
and
get us up to that edge.
So, I have a proposal.
Okay.
Or maybe it's not so much a proposal, but I don't know what to call it. This is what I hope. If years of watching Lifetime have taught me, and it really hasn't taught me much, but if it's taught me anything. In all abusive relationships,
Ashley Judd has not taught you anything.
Ashley Judd has taught me nothing. And Jennifer Love Hewitt, she was good for the lifetime things for a while.
And most of the cast of Facts of Life.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of Blair, a lot of Blair in the early days of Lifetime.
Joel.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
In every abusive relationship,
yeah,
there comes a point where the abuser is so bad to Ashley Judd that eventually Ashley Judd kills him.
Right.
So my thinking is, if we can just get Minnesota sports so bad,
you kill them,
we end up killing Minnesota sports in a fit of rage. We get that snub-nosed revolver that our sister gave to us to protect us. And we move back in. But he just takes it that one step
too far.
Learn
how to fight back.
And then, you're taking some self-defense courses. Uh-huh. You know? And we just need to shoot the bastard and move on with our life. You know?
We change their hair color.
Yeah.
Cut it short.
Yeah, dye it brown and cut it short.
Yep.
You know, move to a different town.
Yep. Seattle, usually.
Yeah, somewhere on the east or west coast. Yep. You know.
I'm trying to think what else we.
I'm entirely serious here. We just need. They just need to get so bad. We're eventually like, screw you guys.
We're forgetting like three or four of the cliches.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think. Not single white female. Sleeping with the enemy. A lot of Julia Roberts movies were like this too.
Jennifer Lopez.
Was she in any of those?
Yeah, she's got.
Oh, she was in Enough.
Yes.
With Jesus, actually. Back to the Easter theme.
Jim Caviezel.
That's right, I forgot. And that was the kickboxing movie.
Yes,
she
it
got
was.
Into kickboxing.
And cut her hair short.
Tell you, man. It's the way to go.
Some sort of. I think you also have to have some sort of Arquette in there somewhere.
There's an Arquette in everything.
That's true. This is true.
Yeah. But no, I just
we
Minnesota
write a movie.
Minnesota sports
we write an abusive husband movie.
Minnesota sports just has to get so bad where we just realize we deserve better, the veil is lifted and we see what they're doing to us.
Ourselves and our children deserve better.
Exactly. Take the kids
and run. Pack up the station wagon.
Don't give them a new stadium.
Nope.
Don't
give him another chance.
Just leave.
Come on.
Just pack the kids in the car.
What other cliches were?
Call your sister. There's always a sister.
That's true. Who's in a perfect relationship?
Yes.
Or a single, kind of a whore.
Which in its own way is kind of a perfect relationship, depending on your perspective.
Are you going to eat those?
Dory?
Yes, we're good.
Thank you. I felt kind of bad there for a second because the busboy came by, asked if we were going to eat those fries, and I said, "Go right ahead." And I felt like I told him, "Yeah, go ahead, steal the fries.
Yeah, go have some."
Yeah. But we just need to stop.
Enough is enough.
The only good thing to come out of a possible stadium deal is a casino in Block E. Because then I can go play blackjack on my lunch break.
You're a sick man.
I'm a sick man.
And then that just means your husband has a gambling habit.
No, I have a gambling habit.
Oh, that's true.
That's a different Lifetime movie altogether.
Yeah, sorry. She gambled it away. Her house, her family, her future. Starring Meredith Baxter Burke.
God, I was trying to remember. I was like, the mom from Family Ties. I was like, what the hell is her name? I always confuse her and Sandy Duncan.
Co-star Sandy Duncan as her sister.
The whorish, lazy-eyed sister.
Glass eye.
That glass eye wasn't doing much anyway, so I think that counts as lazy.
Good point. Co-star Patricia Arquette as the gym instructor. Self-defense class.
Yeah, self-defense. Which one's the hot Arquette? It's Patricia.
Tread lightly, because there's one that's... batting for the other team now.
Has
cut it off and batting it for the other team.
Yeah, no, I wasn't going to worry about Trixie or whatever his name is.
Switchy.
God. No.
Training
Arquette. Do you even know who that is? You've actually seen him in a movie.
Have I?
Yes. He was the boy George in The Wedding Singer.
I never saw.
You never saw The Wedding Singer?
No,
one of the few good Adam Sandler movies.
I cannot stand.
Here's
Adam
the thing.
Sandler.
Here's the thing with Wedding Singer. You got Adam Sandler at his most tolerable. Okay. You've got Drew Barrymore at one of her cutest.
You were swinging and missing it with me both.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not a Drew Barrymore.
Not at all.
Really? She can be very cute.
No, not even in the least bit. No, it does nothing for me.
Really?
No.
You had Christine, what's her face, married to Ben Stiller.
Christine.
Yeah, it's Christine something. She was on. The sad thing is, I only remember from Hey Dude.
Wasn't she on Family Ties?
She was maybe four when that movie came out, or when that show was on. No, she was Marcia on the Brady Bunch movie.
Thank you.
That maybe
thank
were, you. That's maybe what you're
thank you.
But yeah, she was in Dodgeball, and she was in all those movies. But, what were we talking about?
Oh. Battering women.
We talked about. No, yeah, now we're talking about Tranny or Cats.
Tranny or Cats. Switchy or Cats. Switchy.
Sounds like a horrible dwarf. Switchy the dwarf.
You gonna make it?
I don't know. We'll see. Milkshake and a Juicy Lucy. That's.
So are you ready for bed? You're ready for a
ready,
nap?
Ready
nap?
For something.
You know, maybe a nightcap and that's it.
No.
Lights out.
No, thank you. I'm trying to think, was there anything else we wanted to talk about?
I want to talk about the new face of Burger King, or the new leaf that Burger King is trying to turn over.
Okay, well they've been recently dethroned.
Yes.
As the number two burger chain.
Which is really just like, that's like first loser.
Well, now they're the second loser because they're third place.
Right. I ran out of food at home Friday, so I had to go to, or my coworkers and I went to Burger King.
Okay.
And they are trying to rebrand themselves somewhere in the Five Guys Smash Burger.
They're going the high end.
They're going the high end. And while there wasn't much change to the actual service this concerned, my Whopper came dressed neatly in a cardboard box.
Nice.
And then wrapped in that, in like the wax paper.
Okay.
Inside of it, so it was kind of like tucked in, so you had like half the sandwich exposed, half of it wasn't.
Yeah.
It had fresh lettuce on it.
Nice.
And everything was like discernible on it. Like nothing was falling out, you know, it wasn't weirdly slapped together and like had like handprints in the front. It was nice.
Hey, you know, that can be fun on occasion.
Oh, it was. You know, while we talk about the our love for the Whopper Slurry.
Whopper Slurry, baby.
Yeah, it was probably the best Whopper I've ever had.
Wow.
Which is kind of like coming in first place in the Special Olympics.
Well, that may be, but their first kind of attempt at this was the Chef Choice. Yes. You can still get those.
Yeah.
Very over. Rated,
right.
And I don't even know anyone that's rated them, but right. they're definitely there's nothing special.
Up
about
there
that.
With terrible in the McDonald's Angus burger around.
See the Angus
that
burgers,
that's disgusting.
I like the Angus burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
They have a weird aftertaste. Give me my thin Big Mac patty.
Wait, see, here's the problem. You're used to
swill.
You're used to McDonald's burgers, which
right.
are more sugar than meat.
Pink slime.
Don't even get me started on the pink slime, because I will go off and this will be a 2-hour show. We're being invaded by Skrillex.
Right. Skrillex is actually invaded.
Skrillex is invaded. Anyway, if I hear 069, I'm going to leave. Yeah. Fuck this. What was I talking about? No, McDonald's burgers are trash.
Right.
So the Angus burger was an attempt to rise above their station.
Although that somehow with the Angus burgers, they still came in underneath the Arch Deluxe for some reason.
Arch Deluxe is fucking awesome.
Bring it back. Come on.
Oh my God.
Let's start a petition for that.
That was an answer on a Jeopardy question like a week ago. And not only did I nail that question,
you
but
yelled
I yelled it and I got kind of wistful afterwards. Like, I could go for an Arch Deluxe right now. That was fantastic. and the chef's choice is kind of along those lines, because they're doing a potato bun, which the Art Selects did.
Right.
They're doing the properly cut bacon, and, right, you know, high end ingredients. But it didn't work. It didn't work on the level of the Arch Deluxe.
Right.
But okay, so you had you're the best Whopper you've ever had?
Well, it might not have been the best Whopper I've ever had, but it was so carefully constructed that it kind of made me feel like, yeah,
you were the Burger King.
The amount of money that I rented to get this burger,
yeah,
was worth it. You know, I didn't feel like I was necessarily, well, I was kind of throwing my money away. But it wasn't completely lost.
Okay.
So,
well, that's good.
It'll be interesting to see if they can regain some footing.
I am a big fan of Burger King, as we've mentioned on the show, right, many times.
Right.
Their usurpation at the hands of, now, was it Hardee's or was it Arby's?
That wasn't either one of those. I think it was Subway. Wendy's.
It was Wendy's. Yeah. Wendy's. Okay. Wendy's burgers I enjoy a lot.
See, I never get Wendy's burgers.
Why? What do you get?
I get the spicy chicken sandwich.
That is good.
Now they have a spicy chicken club with guacamole.
Yeah, I've had that, actually.
You have?
Yeah.
And?
That was good.
Really?
That was good. And again,
because there's nothing wrong with
avocado.
That. And bacon.
It's awesome. And bacon.
And spicy chicken.
That's right.
What's wrong there?
Nothing.
Wendy's gets me.
Yeah. You know what Wendy's does lack, though?
The Biggie Do?
No.
We need to bring that back.
We do need to bring that back. But a breakfast menu.
I'm okay with it not having a breakfast menu.
I went there for breakfast one morning, one chilly Saturday morning.
To find it not open?
It did not open until 11. I was incensed.
Being the person that you are, I'm surprised you didn't know that they didn't have breakfast menus.
The thing is, I only know the breakfast menus of the places that are near where I work. And there are no Wendy's where I have ever worked.
Gotcha.
So I just remember that the Burger King has a good breakfast menu, because there was one right by the video store I worked at. The
breakfast menu at Burger King doesn't do it a lot.
It's because you're sick and sad. And Arby's has a decent breakfast menu, and that's just because it's in the building I work in. And there's very few breakfast options open at 6:30 in the morning.
I make a Hardee's breakfast. You can find a Hardee's.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh man, the Frisco breakfast sandwich. It's on sourdough for breakfast.
See, here's the thing. Here's the thing about Hardee's.
You can actually see the grease.
Hardee's is fast food for people that just don't care.
We've given up. Just given up.
Yeah. I mean, this is the same chain that does Big Star and Carl's Jr.
Yep. And Kate Upton.
Yeah, that was a special. That was a special ad. But I mean, that is, you know, the Carl's Jr. chain of fine eating
filth.
Establishments.
Filth.
Utter filth.
Oh my god.
But delicious filth.
I'd really like to see Hardee's.
These are the geniuses. These are the food geniuses that gave us the Monster Burger, which wasn't so much a burger but more of a dare.
It's no burger. It's a space station.
8 trips of bacon
and mayo and cheese.
No, it was 8 strips of bacon, 4 slices of cheese.
Yep.
I want to say 4 patties, but it's two patties.
It's 2 quarter pound patties.
2 quarter pound patties.
Yes.
And then fucking mayonnaise on that thing.
On both sides.
On so both sides.
Mayonnaise or, on the heel or, and on the top.
Or the heaven, as I call it. Because I will mayonnaise both sides of things. And that's not even a euphemism, although it sounds like it should be. At this point, we've talked about... You know, we're talking about my wife is...
God, you're fat.
My wife is a cultured woman of East Coast breeding.
This just defies logic when she's with you.
I have no idea.
Just completely defies. Spits in the face of logic.
I have no idea. But the one... You know, she has softened on several Minnesota eating traditions.
Right.
She's softened on the tater tot hot dish
right.
a little bit. She won't seek it out, but she'll try some.
Okay.
You know, tater tots in general.
How can you not?
I personally don't understand it myself.
It should actually, it should be raised up and put on pedestal.
I am. I've not taken her to a meat raffle yet.
My sister-in-law hosts one out in Jordan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. We have an inn at the meat raffle?
We do. We do.
The church, there's a church on University, I forget what denomination it is, but they do a ham Sunday. Like, every Sunday, they just give away a whole bunch of hams.
Nice.
Tempted to fake whatever religion that is to get the ham, but... but she has never understood mayonnaise on a burger. And at this point, I do it just to bother her.
You do both sides.
I'll do both sides. If I really want to gross her out, I'll actually spread it on the burger itself.
You should. Yeah, I got an idea. You do yourself a bacon cheeseburger, and then you mayo each bacon slice.
I don't know. That might be pushing it.
Or,
point where it gets a little fiddly.
No, I got it. I got an idea. You crumble up the bacon and then mix it in with mayonnaise.
See, now that would work. That would be awesome, actually. No,
Too much.
You don't know this because you don't have Facebook, but this last week I was off for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Right.
And Heather had to work, so I was home alone for those 3 days.
Yeah.
I made what I referred to as a Home Alone burger.
We made it Macaulay Culkin.
Which was...
just ground up Culkin.
We had two frozen hamburger patties in the freezer.
You're so filthy.
And I was just going to have one, but I'm not going to leave just this one lonely frozen
patty.
That's
just sad.
So it instantly became a double cheeseburger.
Right.
Okay. So then I had the cheese on there, had the mayonnaise, the lettuce, had a nice big, thick, probably half-inch slab of beefsteak tomato on there.
Okay.
It was awesome.
It was a Home Alone burger.
And in my tradition, when I make it, it's on bread. It's not on buns. We had buns, but fuck that.
Right.
Because what you do, it's all about the condensed...
God, you're fat.
It's all about the condensed filth.
Oh, God.
So you actually kind of...
You kind of
compress it.
Okay.
So the bread isn't so much structural as more of a grain skin around a burger puck.
I don't know if you did necessarily, if I'm laughing at you or if it's just the Claritin in the beer.
No, it almost becomes kind of a Hot Pocket burger because it's sealed. You know those Uncrustables
you get in the
freezer where it's the peanut butter, pre-made peanut butter and jelly sandwich with the crust cut off?
Yeah.
Imagine that concept with a double cheeseburger.
And mayo.
Oh, well, mayonnaise, yeah, because it's Minnesota. It was awesome. And I had a Spring Grove root beer with it.
Oh, God.
I felt like a king among men.
Good Lord.
It was awesome. I was wearing no pants, and I was watching cartoons. That is the manliest I have felt in years.
After all the crap you gave me last week, all the crap you were spouting off about... we're on a diet, we're going to the gym 3 times a week, I can't eat this, I can't have a shake, because I'll have a Diet Coke, whatever.
I did not say Diet Coke.
And here you are, making Uncrustable burgers.
Making a burger puck.
Burger puck.
It's fucking awesome.
God, you're fresh.
Ugh. It's not like Cookie Monster says, it was a sometimes food, but... You know, it's not something you do often. But,
it's good you're learning.
Hey, well, it's the Home Alone burger, and how often am I home alone? Very rarely.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
For the best.
For both your cardiovascular system and your digestive system.
Like every other at-risk adult, I shouldn't be left home alone.
No. I'm surprised they didn't even put one of those, like, little, I've fallen and I can't get up
buttons
on.
Medical alert things?
Because that's just a hop, skip, and a jump from a heart attack.
Yeah. I'm not that far from the fire station, though, so that's helpful.
It's not going to help you if you can't get to the phone.
Well, that's true. We have cell phones now, so I'm dead.
Yeah, you're dead.
I'm really
screwed. Life alert.
Yeah, I do need life alert. So, Bergamot's.
Bergamot's. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I will give it another shot. I don't know if I'd come back here during, like, before a hockey game.
No.
Because that would be insane. And if we're comparing apples to apples, I'd much rather go to the Liffey, which we will do.
And it's right down the street.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yep. You can, we can literally throw a football to it. So.
Maybe you can.
Right. I can.
I'm not so good on the spiral.
Yeah. Well, I got a cannon for an arm, so. A lot of masturbation.
Yeah, you are looking a little lopsided, yeah. I must say.
I'm listening to the right.
Yeah, you got to switch it up a little bit.
Get on my game.
That's right. Yeah. A little other woman action.
Yeah. Stranger.
Your lefty.
Stranger.
Stranger. No, the stranger.
This is where you sit on your
hand. Stranger, sit on it so it falls asleep.
Yeah, so, sorry.
Get your terminology correct.
Apologize.
See, you being the lonely single guy that you are, I'm surprised you didn't do like NyQuil races.
NyQuil races?
Never heard of NyQuil races?
Yeah. No.
This is a horrible thought to inject into a food review. But NyQuil races when you have like you drink like half a bottle of NyQuil and then masturbate and see if you can finish before you pass out.
Oh my God! You spent way more time single than I did.
You never heard that phrase?
You're terrible.
The NyQuil race?
That's terrible.
I've never done it.
How do you know about it?
I have the internet.
That's true. Dumbest question I've ever asked on the show.
I have the internet.
Oh,
no
God.
Things are secret on the internet. Oh. Anyway.
Yes, I give it two thumbs up. I would come back for the onion rings. I would give a different burger another shot as well.
They do have a wide variety of burgers.
Yes.
They do have some sort of monstrosity. That's got
corned beef, sauerkraut.
It's corned beef, sauerkraut, 2 8-ounce patties.
Yep. Cheese.
Some kind of cheese.
Swiss and cheddar.
Just it's like $16.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's like a Reuben and a burger basically had a love child.
Yeah. It's a Reuben burger. I think she was on.
That's RuPaul.
I was going to say, I thought she was on Golden Girls, but that was Rue McClanahan.
That's a Rue McClanahan burger.
It's a Rue McClanahan burger. No, I'm with you too. My burger was good. It was. I mentioned it was. It was obviously handmade, which means a lot.
Right.
The fries were good. I ate more of the fries than I thought I would, than I normally do.
Right.
Again, the big surprise though, the avocado shake.
I agree.
You know, I think
I come back for the avocado.
I think they need to mix it a little better.
I disagree. I
don't like those big chunks of avocado.
Okay.
Like the little bits.
Yeah.
Like in the bubble tea kind of size.
See, I the only bites that I had of it were of the little bits.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. I would come back for that.
Yeah. No, it was very tasty. But all the shakes look good. I want to try that toasted marshmallow. I bet you that'd be interesting.
Yes.
So yeah, I would say I would recommend
two thumbs up.
Yeah.
Another successful trip to St. Paul.
St. Paul does have culture.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We're gonna try to make it as many times as we can before we break the habit.
That's right. So anyway, we gotta get going. We want to thank our sponsor, of course, HopChart.com, for all of your beer cataloging needs. Facebook.com/WellFedGuideToLife, Foursquare.com/WellFedGuideToLife as well. Follow us on Foursquare to get not only places we go on the show, but places that Dave and I will go to throughout the week.
Damn right.
Think of it as a little recommendation engine. Twitter.com/WellFedGuideFPG. It's Francis Paul Gringo or Fancy Pants Gangsters. That works
a lot better.
We have a game at work where when we have to do letters over the phone, we try to come up with the most odd/offensive words that start with those letters. So that's always fun. We're finalizing all the details on our food truck series for the summer. I got a meeting.
It's a summer stock series.
That's right. I got a meeting up with Keen Omdahl of foodstoned.com this week sometime, and we'll have more details on that probably next week. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.